Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
So let's talk Big Beautiful Bill for just a minute. And, of course, there were lots of things in there. It was hundreds and hundreds of pages long. One of the things that it is going to do, we talked to Eric Burleson, the congressman, about this. He pushed hard when it was in the House to remove some things from the National Firearms Act. He wanted restrictions on short-barreled rifles removed. I think that was added in the Senate. And he also wanted to remove that $200 tax stamp. Ideally, we would have had any regulation on suppressors removed. They didn't go that far, but they did drop the $200 tax stamp, and I think now there's going to be a lawsuit over that even remaining in there that you have to get a background check. Why would you need a background check to get a suppressor? It really seems kind of silly, but that part of it's still in there. In the meantime, long and short of it is, if you don't have a suppressor, now may be the time to start looking for one. I've got Dan Green with me this morning from the Range St. Louis West. And Dan, welcome into the show. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning to you. You know, I was just in there Saturday at the Range, and you guys have got quite the selection of suppressors, because I don't own one currently, but I am thinking about getting one for a .22 rifle that I have. And the options are broad, aren't they?
Absolutely. We have multiple .22 cans right now from as little as $150. So those are flying off the walls. You get a great deal for that price, and you get to save your hearing and shoot some stuff.
Well, you know, I've heard it said that they obviously there's one of the benefits is you don't have to worry about the sound as much anymore. It's not silent. That's kind of a misnomer, but it certainly muffles it to the point that you can safely shoot without, you know, the big hearing aids, the big cans on your head, right?
Right. Absolutely. Especially if you're outdoors, that sound dissipates. And a lot of times you don't need to even have hearing protection on, which is pretty nice. You can talk to your friends around you and not have to worry about loud bangs going off all the time.
Yeah. Well, I know that one of the things, I mean, I obviously brag about what they do at the Range all the time, but the classes are second to none. And I know that you guys run a class called Silent Night.
Right. So on Wednesday, August 13th, we'll have our next Silent Night event. Basically, we bring in one of our NFA lawyers. He kind of goes over the history of the NFA and then kind of go over just a few different cans, but then take everybody downstairs, and we've got a suppressor on everything down in the shooting bays, and get to go down and just kind of hear exactly what we're talking about. Yeah,
right.
It's not going to be completely quiet, but I mean, it gets to the point where it's definitely pleasurable to be around.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're not going to go into the whole history of why a suppressor ended up on the National Firearms Act to begin with. It all seems kind of silly in hindsight. But I was talking to somebody yesterday who pointed out to me that when this tax stamp cost was put into effect, it was in, what, the 1930s when the Firearms Act passed, and right, it was $200. Any idea what that would be today with inflation?
It would be a number of thousand for sure.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you exactly.
I think it would be in the $20,000 range if you were to institute it today. Clearly what they were trying to do was prevent people from getting suppressors.
Exactly.
And my only thought on that is it must be because of this belief that Only assassins use suppressors, therefore nobody should need one, because we see all the James Bond movies and all that stuff, and you see people running around and you hear the and you don't hear a gunshot, and it's just really not how it works.
Yeah, not quite. But so we are going to have a suppressor drawing, if you will. Go to therangestl.com/971, and you can enter to win up to $300 off a suppressor, and we'll pay for that $200 tax stamp, which that technically doesn't go into effect until it looks like January 1st.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a while before you technically don't have to pay the fee anymore. So the range is now offering to do this. And you know, I think they've even had deals before where occasionally, and maybe there's another one of those coming up before the 1st of January, where these manufacturers are coming in and offering to pick up the cost of that. Let's hope that happens again at some point. But people can go. This is just for listeners to my show, by the way, and for people that have followed me on social media. They can go to therangestl.com/971. If you just go to the Range website, you're not going to find this. This is special for my listeners. So get on there, enter your name. They're going to pick a winner on August 15th, and they will get $300 toward the cost of a silencer or a suppressor, and they're going to get the tax stamp paid for. So it's a $500 value, and that's fantastic. Dan Green with the Range, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. You have a great morning, and I will see you out there, I'm sure, at the range very soon. Yeah, I went out there. Kim, have you ever fired a gun with a suppressor on it before?
I have. It does make a big difference.
It improves accuracy, too, apparently. The technology is pretty amazing.
Why would it improve?
It just baffles it.
Why would it improve accuracy?
Well, I mean, among other things, most people who shoot silencers, and I'm generalizing here, do it with a handgun. So it just extends the barrel. So the longer that the bullet is in the rifling of a barrel, the greater accuracy you have.
Hmm.
The longer the barrel of a gun oftentimes relates to more accuracy.
I have not done it in a long time. In fact, you know what? I think I may have shot with a suppressor when I was doing, was it maybe a, I can't remember if I just went shooting like at a range or if it was for a news story that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was a story about suppressors. Wait, I mean, this was years and years ago when I was a reporter in either Des Moines or Nashville.
Well, people can find out more. You just go to the range and sign up, and you can get you can take that silent night. You can get the silent night training out there. Kim's pretty funny on here. She goes, "You need a suppressor during the zombie apocalypse, if that happens."
it could happen nowadays.
Or if you just want to take squirrels out in your backyard and you don't want
to
scare the neighbors.
Don't even get me started with these stupid squirrels. They're cute, but they are awful.
Squirrels, rabbits, deer eating our hostas and our tomatoes.
I'd rather them eat that. I'd rather a rabbit eat the... I get that it's annoying if they're eating your tomatoes and your hostas, whatever. But the stupid squirrels chew at our brand new siding. They chewed up our brand new patio furniture. And they don't like, I think it's like lavender or something. It's one of the essential oils that you can go and you can get it in a spray form. And we've been spraying it. But those, you can just sense the anger in my voice.
I can.
I would love to shoot one
of
those squirrels, but I don't want
to shoot
our neighbor's house on accident, because we have a fence. So it's like if you miss, you're shooting the window out of your neighbor's house.
The tree rats. Yeah, you need.
Oh, they're tree rats for sure.
You need a couple of those live traps out there and catch those little boogers.
Or just shoot
and
that
then take
crap
them down
out of
the street and drop them off in a park somewhere. Something. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim. What are we talking about today?
Well,
squirrels?
I would love to talk about squirrels, but no, your ice cream might start looking a little bit or maybe a lot different in the next couple of years. I'm going to explain why in about what time we come back here? 5 minutes or
yep.
So?
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.